Democrats in Utah have responded to Governor Gary Herbert's proposals laid out in his State of the State address. The party has plans to propose living wage legislation in this year's legislative session. Utah's unemployment rate remains low at 3.5%. State Democratic Party Chair Peter Caroon says that take-home pay, not the availability of jobs, is the issue in the Beehive State.
People can get a job in the state of Utah. That's not the issue. The issue is whether they can get a good-paying job. And right now, being 38 out of 50 in terms of wages in the United States is not where the state of Utah wants to be. We want higher wages. We want people to be able to feed their families and take care of their families. We're a state which has a lot of children, so you can't get by on the minimum wage these days. And we need at least what we call a living wage in order to get by. And that's what the Democrats are pushing for this legislative session.
During Wednesday's State of the State address, Herbert called for a solution to the gridlock surrounding Medicaid expansion. Caroon calls the delay in expanding health care coverage a failure of leadership.
It's been a failure of leadership from our state. The Affordable Care Act passed 6 years ago, and the governor had a chance to pass Medicaid expansion, but they didn't do it. So we still have 100,000-plus people in Utah that don't have health care that they need. And, you know, it's a basic, simple thing that if you get sick, you should have the health care to take care of yourself. And thousands and thousands of people in Utah don't have that.
In 2015, Utahns earned nearly $150 less per week than the national average, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.